It's a surprise. It's a surprise. But yeah, we, organizing something like that is a big thing. So we are working on this for 2 years. We've already been working on it for a year. And now we're started rehearsing. And this time I'm very involved, you know, it's my thing. So I just made the whole set list and I divided all the singers over the set list. And every singer will sing in about four songs. Some in three, some in five. There will be a big LED screen behind the stage where, you know, where we show all these visuals, and there will be some robotic effects, and there will be a narrator. So yeah, it'll be a cool, really big show.
And is it going to be like a mix of all your stories together or some of
Yeah,
the.
right. Yeah. It's not going to be a theater play. It's going to be a rock show. And we're going to play two songs of each album.
And in the theater equation again, why did you choose that album? Do you think it's your masterpiece, or is it just you told me it didn't come exactly from you, but
Yeah, the idea came from me. I think that's the easiest album to put in the theater. Like, if you want to do Into the Electric Castle, you know, you need like a rainbow bridge and a castle and the garden of emotions, and you need all these characters of the barbarian and the Roman. So that would be very expensive, you know. You would need all these special effects and props. Same thing with albums like The Universal Migrator, which is set in outer space, you know, with aliens and stuff. So and black holes, how can you put that in the theater? So I felt that, you know, The Human Equation is a story about a guy in a coma who's being confronted by his emotions. It's easy to portray that in the theater.
And for those of us that can't go to those three live shows, are you going to give us a DVD or something at least?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're gonna, yeah, sure. We're gonna film the first two shows, so Friday and Saturday. And we're going to have like 30 cameras and 25 camera people. And now we're going to make sure that we're going to make a really cool DVD Blu-ray for all you guys who couldn't make it.